I've known him for a long time, and I would just say that I think, you know, the world is bigger than just your opinion, Carol.
Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes responding to our question about Palladino's plans for a potential legal battle. Peoples-Stokes tells WBFO it's time for Palladino to be open-minded and hear what others have to say.
You would realize that perhaps it makes more sense to allow this community to heal as a result of this than for you to continue to pursue it. In fact, if the district has to end up continuing to spend legal dollars because of your challenges and or your appeals, then quite frankly, your mission is not being successful at all. Because now instead of using resources in the classroom, we're using them in the courtroom.
Peoples-Stokes tells us she wasn't surprised by Commissioner Ilya's ruling. Ilya ordered the immediate removal of Palladino based on his violation of the board's executive session rules. He released closed-door discussions about the teacher's contract. But Palladino and his attorney argue Ilya removed him because of his racist remarks made late last year, violating his free speech. However, the assemblywoman says Ilya made the right decision after holding a grueling hearing for Palladino.
She listened and she found the way, because he provided it, to legally remove him from the board. I do not think his free speech issue was stepped on at all, and I would implore that he would temper the tone and the content of his free speech.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.